And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
He hit a whopping 42 home runs last season, and get this, 23 of them over the last 2 months of the year. Brian Dozier joins us, and Brian struggled a bit early in the year, but what changed around All-Star break for you?
So I don't think much changed. Keep the same swing. Things start to fall a little bit more, and the weather warms up a little bit, and you start coming to your own.
Now, those power numbers are no fluke. You lead all second basemen in home runs since 2013, and it's not that close. You're not built like Sano when you stand next to him. Where do you generate all this Sano-like power?
It's what a testament to a lot of things that you do outside of just sitting up there and trying to hit the home run. Being a smaller guy, and obviously the raw powers, a lot of the bigger guys, you try to be prepared more, find out ways to create power more, whether it's certain counts, do your research on pitchers, tipping pitches. There's a lot of different things that play into effect as far as trying to generate power.
All right, hey, we'll talk defense when we come back.
Hey, this is Krista Slaba of Tiger Lily. As a band, we spend a lot of our lives on the road. But last December, my life could have ended on the road. I was involved in a crash that left me upside down in a ditch, but I was safely held in wearing my seatbelt, the thing that saved my life. I always buckle up, even for short trips, and that's why I'm here today. Seatbelts do save lives. Buckle up every trip, every time, and stay on the road of life.
A safety message from the North Dakota Department of Transportation.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it's just as easy to start. Once you do, you'll feel more confident about your future. So where to begin? Start with Thrivent Financial. They'll help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making wise choices about your money, because even small steps add up fast. Contact me, Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Licensed agent producer of Thrivent Financial, the marketing name for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Registered representative of Thrivent Investment Management, Inc. Visit Thrivent.com/disclosures.
With twin second baseman Brian Dozier. And Brian, you've played a lot of shortstops over your years here since you've moved to second base for the Twins. This year it looks like a young guy named Polanco who finished the season at that position. Your impressions of him?
The good thing, number one, is that he's very young and he's willing to listen and learn, and he's out here doing early work every single day trying to get better. You like to see that. And he had his ups and downs last year. Offensively, I think he held his own. It's going to be a testament to see how he kind of adjusts and on the offensive side of the ball. Being his second year, a little more known to the league. But defensively, he mans the toughest position on the field, which is tough to do, especially at his age. And he's got a little bit to learn. Slowing the game down, I think, is one of the biggest things. But he's a tremendous athlete, and he's got a strong arm. He can play the position, but I like to see him kind of slow the game down a little bit, and he'll be just fine.
All right. Hey, Brian, thanks for your time. Hey, that concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us on the website, SpringFeverBaseball.com. And until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Andy Laris of Thrivent Financial and by the North Dakota Department of Transportation.